This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia on Saturday celebrated its 80th Independence Day with a large-scale cultural performance featuring more than 1,000 dancers at a presidential palace in Jakarta. The event included 1,054 performers from across the archipelago. Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putri Wardana said in a press statement that that's an epic collaboration, not just entertainment, but a window into the richness and uniqueness of Indonesia's diverse cultures.
Dari masa lalu, man, beri warna baru lagi dalam frame. Bikin lagi goal seperti games. Microphone teriakan chance. We are the king for the land. So one day, one side, one feeling, one pride. Young people, one way, one spirit, one nation. Singa tak tidur seharian, penuh bangun dan hasilkan lagi banyak peluh. Jadilah juara tanpa banyak keluh. Kita semua adalah juara baru. Why no more, my the war? Why no more, my the war? Kalau tanya ku siapa darmana, kas tahu tong ini Papua. Kalau lo kasih dong punya, kas tunjuk lagi tong punya. Gomberai, gomberai, saya dari lepa, gomber, pa, gomber, tak anima.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudie Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
Banyak manusia, tapi ku sendiri. Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Muratioengo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowobendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. The name Pancur came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with this soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. Also, high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowobendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
It is so good to be back in the special edition of Indonesia Today on the 80th Indonesia's Independence Day celebration. Listener, as I informed you before, that a solemn reflection is usually held ahead of the August 17 proclamation ceremony. And it was also held at Taman Kusuma Bangsa near Garuda Nusantara Palace in the Central Government Center of the Nusantara Capital City, IKN, in Penajam Pasir Utara, Regency East Kalimantan. Nusantara Capital City Authority Head Basuki Hadi Mulyono in Penajam Pasir Utara on Saturday said that the event was attended by 300 participants, including civil servants from IKN Authority, Indonesian Military, National Police, Ministries, agencies, and representatives from the business sector. Participants included employees from the Ministry of Public Works, Health, hospitals such as Hermina, and representatives from the Bank Indonesia and hotels. The solemn reflection was held ceremoniously, with all activities and events included tree planting, morning and evening flag ceremonies, and a fall festival in the evening. The sacred reflection event was enlivened by the Twilight Orchestra, a legendary orchestra led by Indonesian noted musician and composer Adi MS. They performed the song Mengheningkan Cipta and the song Tanah Airku. Well, listener, speaking of the song Mengheningkan Cipta, or Moment of Silence, let's enjoy this next version performed by Alfiref and Audela and Rums Strings Chamber.
Yang tiap-tiap orang bisa menjadi cerdas, atau masyarakat yang benar-benar membuat bangsa Indonesia ini satu bangsa yang terdiri daripada ratusan juta insan al-kamil yang hidup dengan bahagia di bawah kolong langit buatan Allah Subhanahu wa
Oh,
listener, the Indonesian government continuously overcomes agricultural issues. One of them is to improve the welfare of farmers. What are the problems faced by the government? Here is the response of agro-industry technology expert of Bogor Agricultural Institute, Professor Dr. Tajuddin Bantajud, MSc.
The main problem in Indonesian agriculture is land size. You cannot improve efficiency and doing a lot of support effectively with that land size. Less than 0.5 hectare, there are about 17 million farmers with that size. So to me, development is to improve community, in this case, farmer prosperity, not only to increase the production. The government have been very successfully increase the production, but not developing agriculture. So there are a lot of constraint and a lot of problems to be faced. Now I think there are a lot of achievement reached by the government in terms of shortening the channel of, for example, fertilizer supply. At the right time, now farmers said that they got the fertilizer at the right time and at the right price. So, but a lot of problems still remaining. Okay, agriculture infrastructure is still limited, and marketing channel is still very long. So, I think the government should focus on that problem.
For more details, tune into VOI Talk Food Self Sufficiency, Indonesia's Promise, which is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is keyword of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. That's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The today's sound.
Semua seakan tak pernah memperdulikan semua. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Special feature service production of Radio Republic Indonesia, World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word Karapan Sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan Sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture, originally from Madura Island. Rasul Kawib, Head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, explained that to start Karapan Sapi, particularly in prestigious events like Karesidenan or Regency level or President Cup, usually bulls are paraded with Madura gamelan traditional music. The gamelan Madura is called Saronan, jockeys wear traditional clothes.
Untuk pelaksanaan di tingkat Karesidenan, Piala Presiden,
itu for Karesidenan or Regency level or President Cup, it is not only about Karapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Karapan Sapi named Saronen. So practically, Karapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with Saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Karapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes typically Sumenep or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's red and white T-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear blangkon or Javanese headgear, but this blangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special spells because blangkon for people and keraton or palace are different.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Edi Sediawan, there is something unique in Karapan Sapi race. The first round is determining with groups win and lose, while the second one is determining the winner of losing group, and the third one is determining the winner of winning group.
Tapi uniknya, mungkin hanya satu-satunya di dunia. Ada juara.
But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. The race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Dikalahkan di sini. Pura-pura kalah ya. Di sini baru dia.
Jaat ganggu Pancasila.
Gus Abdullah, owner of Bull for Karapan Sapi in Sumenep, explained that Karapan Sapi for Madura people was male bull race. Before the race, there is special ritual. Every group has its own members.
Apabila sapi sudah siap mau masuk ke sestat ataupun mau diadu, sebelum masuk ke sestat, itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter start point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalales or sled made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entourage are not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from food to supplement, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
Sapi itu walaupun tidak menghadap kerapan sapi, tiap harinya itu harus pakai jamu.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemophyton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race at dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using rekeng.
Kalau yang tidak rekeng, itu istilahnya kan sapi ya apa ya? Kurang
banget. Bull which uses rekeng means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using rekeng if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use rekeng will not win against those using rekeng, and it can be proved. Now there are two versions and I have used rekeng since early 80s. Rekeng is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Jaat ganggu Pancasila.
According to Madura cultural observer Edi Setiawan to Madura people, Karapan Sapi is not merely hereditary tradition and entertainment, but it also has economic goal for owners.
Tapi saya berpikir lebih jauh ke dalam dari segi sejarah dan segi filosofi.
Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
Thank you. According to the head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, the tradition coming from Sapudi, a small island in the east of Madura in early 14th century, used to be public entertainment commonly done by farmers to spend break time after harvest. This kerapan has several kinds according to its level.
Jadi begini, kerapan sapi ini awal mulanya.
So kerapan sapi came from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post-harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment, featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization developed. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, kerap kenny is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era, but using bulls. The second competition is kerap praja. There are five kinds. First, kerap kenny. Secondly, kerap praja, which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is kerap uncengan. So if there are certain big days, regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is kerap karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Cup. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is kerap jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Sapi is a mass agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. A special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pinto. The song was composed by Ayah Ubit. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pinto also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders. Similar to the song, Di Babah Pinto. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pinto by Liza Aulia.